This is Paul Goldschmidt of the Arizona Diamondbacks. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9.
And we're back here on Bobcat Radio. Before we get into LeBron talk, we just want to give a shout-out to Bobcat, former Bobcat Paul Goldschmidt. We do the Goldschmidt update, and he was actually won the All-Star Game fan voting, so he's going to start for the first base for the National League. Huge, huge thing for Paul. This is his second appearance in the All-Star Game, putting together a nice season, 15 home runs, 60 RBIs, batting just over 300. He's actually reached base. He had a streak of reached base of about 30-plus games going on.
I believe he leads the majors in doubles.
Yeah, he does. Well, he's got 28, I think. But, yeah, huge, huge get for Texas State, too, just the development of the program. And we just want to mention, too, Tyler Pearson's through 15 at-bats in his rookie team with the Cubs. He's batting 308. Okay, I think, or 315.
And last thing on Goldschmidt, first Diamondback to start since Gonzo in 2001, yeah. Luis Gonzalez. All right, yeah. So now that we're off.
Okay, now we can get to LeBron. Okay, so here, LeBron coming into today, a lot of stuff, a lot of stories. No one knew when LeBron was going to really come back or when he was going to make his decision to come back. There were reports today that letter, the Dan Gilbert letter, was an issue, but that's a non-issue, honestly. They patched that relationship up a while back, I heard. A lot of people in Cleveland were tweeting that, and a lot of people were tweeting this was a done deal a long time ago. Chris Sheridan was just so adamant about his sources being right. Honestly, I think Chris Sheridan kind of got lucky there, but that's talk for a different time. Dan Gilbert just tweeted right now, "Welcome home, King James. I'm excited for the fans and people of Cleveland and Ohio. No fans and people deserve a winner more than them." And I will say this, I've read a little bit of the article so far. He announced it on an article written by, or he wrote it himself, and it's on SportsIllustrated.com. Kind of surprised. ESPN's got to be a little disappointed about that. I'm pretty sure they're very disappointed, but a huge get for Sports Illustrated. And he said that he never know. He's like, as a kid from Northeast Ohio, I walked. That's where I cried. That's where my heart is. And he's like, my relationship with Northeastern Ohio is bigger than basketball, and I didn't realize that 4 years ago. I do now. And he just put a picture on Instagram of him in a 23 jersey, and it says, "I'm coming home" with the Cavs logo under there.
So he's going back to 23?
I don't know if he's coming back to 23, but I will say this. Obviously, I think we know. You've listened to the show. You know I'm a Cleveland fan and everything like that. And I will say this. Home is the only reason he's going back to Cleveland is because he is from there, and he didn't win a title beforehand.
Yeah.
If he wouldn't won a title beforehand, I still think he might have left, but the only reason he's coming back is because he has his unfinished business. He has his unfinished business in his mind to bring a title, and that's what he said in the article, too, that he's got unfinished business to do. He's got unfinished business to bring title to win a title for Cleveland. And honestly, the Cavs fans, this has been this whole week is not really a nightmare. It's just been a roller coaster of emotions, honestly, because it probably wouldn't for the fans been this wild if they would have won, any of the teams would have won a title in the past 50 years, honestly, or maybe 20 years, to be truly honest with everyone, because everyone knows Cleveland. I think it's a great town. It is a great town, no matter what anyone else says. They just won the Republican National Convention over Dallas. Okay, the fifth largest city in America. So that tells you what they think about that. So it's a rising city, and just people, it's a tough town. People there are tough. We're tough people. Winners are tough there. And one of the things that we really do live for.
You gotta be tough not to win for 50
years. Oh, we're not talking about tough. Those winners there, no one could do that. You're not bringing me down, Dean. You can try all you want. You can try all you want. No one's bringing me down today. No, I don't have a monologue in my mind. Maybe I did, but no. But people there are tough. And one of the things is they do take to sports teams more than other towns.
Yeah,
honestly, because that's one thing that is like ingrained in the city. Like, we do love our sports teams. They're probably more than we should, and they obsess over our lives probably a little more than we should, honestly. But and that's why people cared so much, because when you have the best player in the world coming to Cleveland, Ohio over Miami, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And just the chance of delivering a title and that team, LeBron, Andrew Wiggins, Kyrie Irving, maybe Kevin Love, whatever, just the team in general, just so exciting. This is just such an exciting time. Like, you know what the thing is? I don't want to. He better deliver a championship. Yeah. But he does.
I'm disappointed with that.
I know that's the elephant in the room here that I was getting to, but boy, if he doesn't deliver a title, it is not going to end. It's not going to be good. But it's just, I'm just so happy for everyone. And I will say, home is definitely where the heart is. I will say that.
So when do you expect to win the title by? Yeah.
I see.
We were talking about this last night.
Yeah. I think it depends. You got to see what the roster's like at this season, right? Because you don't know what they're going to do. They could add Ray Allen.
Maybe they'll put some talent around them this time.
Stop with all this, Dean. You're being the wet blanket. You're going to have to leave the studio here in a second. No wet blanket. They tried a lot to put talent around him. They won 62 games the last 2 years he was there, so tell me about talent there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not everybody can win 62 games with Mo Williams.
Twice.
See? Option.
Show talent.
On James
talent.
Yeah. The big move. No, but... we talked about it a little bit last night.
We're not going to 2010. Don't get me down. I'm not getting down.
We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and it is gonna depend on it. If the roster as constructed, you know, and then they add, let's say they don't make any more big moves, quote unquote big moves, but they sign, you know, a Ray Allen here, and let's say a Mike Miller that showed they were interested. I think this year, I don't want to say a pass, but it's okay because there's such a young team around him. You know, you still got Wiggins, you still got Bennett, who, you know, the jury's still out on him. You still got Thompson. You still got Waiters. You still got, you know, Irving. You know, Irving's an all-star, but, you know, he hasn't made the playoffs. So if the roster as constructed heads into the season, I think they get 1 year so the younger players can get acclimated to playing with LeBron, acclimated to the league in general, you know, defensively. And then David Blatt, like, you know, you don't know what's going on with the coach. So I think they get 1 year, and that's it. Like, in Miami, it was, like, veterans. Three veterans coming together. They didn't win the first year. It was a failure.
Yeah.
Cleveland, it's different. You know, they got some young players. You know, LeBron, the best player on the planet. They're going to make the playoffs. They're probably going to make the finals in the East. But
yeah, at least Eastern Conference Finals.
Conference Finals. But I think next season's where, like, all right, this is championship or bust now.
Yeah.
And having Irving, he's the best point guard he's played with. And that will help him. Like, he won't have to bring up the ball every single time. So that will help him.
And, well, so we're going back to the Dan in the article. I haven't read the full article yet, but he did meet with Dan Gilbert face-to-face, and this is what LeBron said. I've met with Dan face-to-face, man-to-man. We talked it out. Everybody makes mistakes. I've made mistakes as well. Who am I to hold a grudge? The maturity of LeBron over the last 4 years, honestly, because that decision was pretty immature.
Yeah, no,
he didn't call Dan Gilbert before the decision. We made this. He had his agent decided, Rich Paul right now, his agent decided to call Dan Gilbert and tell him 5 minutes before the show because he knew something like this could potentially happen in the future. So good looking out, Rich Paul. But man, this is just great. I'm so happy. I honestly really don't know what to say.
I know the LeBron's obviously the talk, but let's get to the dominoes now.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, obviously Wade's going back because no one else is going to offer him the money, and even if he's not going to leave, you know, like.
So where do the Heat go from now?
That's the thing.
Exactly.
So where do the Heat go? Do they make a pitch to Melo last second? Like, hey. Money, you know, like max contract. I don't think he goes, but look at Chris Bosh now. Is he gone to Houston?
Well, they can offer, two max contracts? Because Bosh is probably gone.
That's
and
true.
And then James is gone, so.
So now they got Wade on a, you know, much less than a max. And I don't know, you start looking at the dominoes now. Because Melo was waiting for LeBron before he signed. So he's down in New York, and apparently he reopened Chicago, according to Stephen A. Smith and a couple other guys. Chris Bosh now, I think he's hopping on a plane to Houston.
I think so.
I think they have to clear some Jeremy Lin cap space, so they might just kick him to the curb and hit me. I mean, he might go to Miami. Who knows? Sign and trade him to Miami.
Well, I mean, they already got Cole and Napier. So.
They're not going to matter. Anyway. but no, like, I don't know. What do you guys think about the dominoes now falling with Chris Bosh now, with possibly Chandler Parsons? Now the Rockets can finally see what's going on with him. And, I mean, even the Kevin Love sweepstakes. Like, do the Cavaliers, like, all right, send Wiggins and, you know, something to the Timberwolves and get Kevin Love.
If you're Melo, do you try to get away from LeBron and go to the Western Conference?
But I mean, why would you go
into a Western Conference?
Yeah, you can't go to the Western Conference. It's too stacked.
You got to jump on one of those top three or top four.
I mean, but if you go to the Western, if he goes to the Bulls, that's like a Bulls Cavaliers Eastern Conference Final matchup.
I think that's his best matchup. I think that's his best fit. I think Chicago would be Melo's best fit. I think, are they in the same? They're not in the same.
No,
division.
Chicago's in a. I can't remember the names. Okay, no, they're with Indiana.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
The division is Cavs, Pacers, Chicago.
Yeah, it is, so they're
Pistons.
So
and
because they're probably yeah, Bucks. They're all in the Central.
Yeah, the Bucks. The Bucks.
So, yeah, I know.
It's a stack. The Pacers cannot be happy about this, I'll tell you that.
So, I think, I don't know, I think that Melo should go to the Bulls, even though it is in the same division, because that's the best fit. That could legitimately clash with the Cavs. Because
the rest of the team plays defense, and he's their offense.
There you go. Right. And that's all you need. Like, there's about three unguardable players in the league, Melo, LeBron, and Durant, in my opinion. You can't guard. Like, if Melo wants to score 40, he'll score 40. He'll probably take 50 shots, but he'll score 40. Durant, you know, he can score 40 on five shots. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how he does it sometimes. And LeBron, same way.
Well, because he can shoot from half court.
There you go, right? That's the pretty much the OKC offense.
Shoot from the ground, like Memphis.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But the dominoes now that – I think the biggest – I mean, obviously the big story is LeBron, Cleveland, homecoming. But now free agency starts. That's the crazy thing. We've been – it's always like July 1st and then like till the 10th. When they can
signing day.
Yeah, and then like usually all the news is there, but now it's like now free agency begins because now people can sign.
Woj.
Oh, what's Woj showing up?
Just said the dominoes will start to fall. Now Houston's moving quickly to complete a deal for Jeremy Lin to clear cap space and try and sign Bosch.
All right, I hope every GM who has Daryl Morey's phone number just like unplug their phones, like we're not taking Lin. Like they're just like nope.
Yeah. I don't care what you get back for Lin. It's gonna be better than Lin. So
I don't know what team takes on Lin though, because that's another elephant in the room. They got to get rid of Lin before they even offer Bosch this contract, and then they got Dallas still, you know, partying it up with Cuban. I gotta say that was the most baller thing I've ever seen. Mark Cuban taking Chandler Parsons to the club and having him sign the offer sheet in the club in Dallas. I thought that was so baller and so Mark Cuban. I thought that was fantastic.
I saw this top of my head, but would the Lakers take Lin? I mean, they don't have anybody.
Why
over
would
there.
They take him? They have so many point guards. Well Nash.
That plays like 5 games a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have Nash and nobody else. And
they.
Because Jordan Farmer just went with the Clippers.
Did just leave.
They don't have Blake anymore.
Steve Blake just left. Yeah, they traded him.
Yeah, nice.
Pick up for Blazers, right?
Yeah, this is right.
I don't know. I'm trying to think who would take Lin. Like I mean, somebody would take him for the cash grab because they can still cash in on the
Sixers. Remember the Sixers were talking about taking him?
I was going to say, the corpse that is still insanity. They can be like, hey, we got this guy who was good for 5 games 2 years ago.
Sell a couple tickets.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, because the Sixers got nothing, but I don't know. Because I don't know who wants Jeremy Lin. Because, you know, nobody's calling Daryl Morey. Morey's making every single phone call today. Mm-hmm. He's like, please.
A lot of outgoing calls.
Please. Yeah, his phone messages. His phone Bill's going to be insane, just outgoing messages. Who knows? He might call Turkey up trying to get some teams up over there.
Where does Powell go?
Ooh. I think he's going to the Thunder.
I think so, too.
I think the Thunder's a good move for him.
So Perk is gone?
Well, yeah. It doesn't even if they have Perkins, it really doesn't matter because you need front court depth. You saw that in the finals with the Spurs. Even though Perkins is not good, I don't think he's very good at all.
No.
He can barely even see.
Everybody.
Yeah, he can barely even see the ball, but I mean, I just think you need as much front court depth as possible.
Yeah. So, Mark Stein just tweeted from ESPN. So now that the Rockets can complete their trade for Osh, they have the trade in talks for Oshik to send him to New Orleans.
The Pelicans.
I forgot who they're getting back. I don't think they're getting back.
They're going to first round pick next year.
Man, that's a great get for Oshik.
I think it's somewhat protected.
That was like top 10 protected.
Okay. And then they're going to try to move Jeremy Lin by Sunday so they can sign. And they're not really competing.
Are they
going to
sign Parsons and Bosch or just Bosch?
Well, they could sign Bosch first, and then they can, because I think they have Parsons bird rights.
So they can match immediately. Yeah.
So I think that's why they're also really happy that LeBron made a decision
right
now.
Luxury tax, though.
It doesn't, I don't, you know what? It's all, if they win, it doesn't really matter. That's the thing.
Yeah. You're in Houston. Like, okay, you want to see what happens when a team doesn't want to pay the luxury tax? You trade James Harden for Jeremy Lamb and Steven Adams. So, like, you get true.
And Kevin Martin.
And Kevin, and a season of Kevin Martin.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what happens when you don't want to pay the luxury tax. Every team that's won the title, I believe, except the Spurs, who have some mystic power over their players to not want any money. They're like, you don't want any money, and you're going to play for us, and you're going to play the best in your career. Okay, sure, I'll play for half of my worth right. to play. So, you know, other than the Spurs, I'm pretty sure every team that's won a title has been in the luxury tax. You know, you look at the Celtics, you look at the Lakers, you look at the Heat.
The Mavs were not in the luxury tax when they won 11.
That's right, the Mavs as well. But they had a mystic run and a bunch of
decent role players.
That was a mystic run. Their bench
was just incredibly deep.
For the most part, to be a top team, you're gonna go into the luxury tax, and you're gonna make it up in endorsements. In ESPN coverage through your, you know, you'll be fine. The Rockets will definitely be fine paying. But now that, I mean, they're going to have to swallow that Chandler Parsons max deal, though. Because, you know, when they denied him the qualifying offer, they weren't going to pay him. Uh-huh. Like, they didn't want to pay him a max contract.
Absolutely not.
So.
Would you let him go if you're the Rockets and try and go get a couple, like, defensive wing players? Because you already have offense.
Look at Ariza. Or, I mean, you're not going to be able to get Dang.
I would say don't Dang's overpay. Gonna too much. Somebody's going to overpay for Ariza, and that's going to be a poison pill. Dang. I mean, you can talk to Dang, be like, hey, you know, we got Bosch. You can try to convince him down, kind of like what the Heat did with Mike Miller about 4 years ago when he signed originally. I don't know. I'd be because
you have enough offense.
I think you have a good player. I think just go with Parsons. Swallow it. You're going to get some veteran. You're going to get some veteran men guys that'll. You know, take pay cuts to play with that team, and I think they'll be fine. I think they'll really be fine. Bosch and Howard are going to be the best front court in the NBA right off the bat, and I think.
So what are your expectations for the Rockets? Like, where do they finish in the Western Conference? Like in the regular,
they got to make the conference. They got to make the conference finals at least.
What seed do they finish?
It doesn't matter. That's the whole thing. You have to. It's where you go in the playoffs, and they would have to at least make the conference finals at least.
Yeah. So you get matched up though with two.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
you
still,
could just have a bad draw in the first round.
They had a bad draw this year with the Blazers. But
who saw that coming too though? I mean,
it was just a bad matchup. Like Aldridge on everybody.
The Blazers are.
That was a bad matchup. I think the Blazers. I mean, the whole West is still stacked. And moving Bosch now to the Rockets, just you know, the power balance just shifts even more. Before we take our break, let's talk about last second predictions for the Cavs. Let's talk about.
We can carry this though. We can keep going. With
all right,
this
we'll still. Like, yeah. Let's start the discussion though. Do they stick with this roster? Do they make a Kevin Love move? Or, like, who goes in a Kevin Love move?
I've thought about this a lot. And now that the perspective is that he really is on the roster now, it's a little different.
Yeah, also, but, let me look at one more thing. The fact that we were going to, if LeBron didn't go to Cleveland, the fact that we were going to have a Wiggins-Parker division, because Parker's in Milwaukee, I was excited for that. That's less the case now. It's obviously going to be LeBron to the Cavs, but... I was looking forward to Wiggins and Parker being in the same division.
And if the Cavs, even if the Cavs didn't get LeBron, they're still going to be in much better shape than they were in, much better shape than they were in 2010 with the young roster they had.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. But boy, I don't know. See, I just think I know I brought up the Dwight Howard deal. They had to give away Bynum and stuff like that. But even to get Dwight, but look at the sign-in trades for Chris Bosh when he left the Raptors. Even LeBron when he left the Heat. That's another thing too. LeBron goes back to the Cavs. The Cavs have the Heat first-round pick next year. People don't realize this.
Yeah, that's true.
They have the Heat's first-round pick next year. So you think, all right, the Heat can rebuild? No, they don't. The Cavs have that pick next year. So that's another thing here. I think you have to try and get, Love. But you try and do it without giving up Varejao and Wiggins, because Varejao's going to want to stay there with LeBron because they're buds. He's the only guy still there from the team when LeBron was there. So you have to have him around, and you have to try and keep Wiggins. I would think Kevin Love would sign the extension.
He would sign the extension.
At this point, he would sign the extension. So it's a little different.
Now it's Flip Saunders wanting to pull the trigger.
Yeah, but okay, we can carry this over. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll carry this talk over.
All right, a lot of good stuff here on LeBron Center.